And we've been telling you about the battle underway between Canada and the U.S. over how to control milfoil in a Soyuz lake. Well, now it turns out there's another milfoil muddle going on, this time affecting Okanagan Lake. A rare mollusk, the Rocky Mountain Ridged Mussel, has been found in the lake near Summerland. Last year, the Federal Committee on the Status of Endangered Wildlife added this mollusk to its list. Canada's government is considering whether to do the same. And all this triggered a halt to milfoil control near the Summerland site because the work could disturb the mussel beds. Joining me on the line now to talk about this rare water dweller is Ian Walker. He's a professor of biology at UBC Okanagan and a specialist in freshwater biology. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Marianne.
So when did you first learn about this mussel in Okanagan Lake?
Well, I teach freshwater plants and animals at UBC Okanagan. And so one of the things I teach about are mussels, so I have some interest in the mussels here. And in addition, a few years ago, I was contacted by a fellow in the Vernon area, and he was wanting to construct something in the lake, and that was going to involve some pile driving into the lake to build some sort of a structure. And apparently he needed someone to do an environmental impact assessment to get an okay to go ahead with doing what he was doing. And I know at that time the concern was that by doing this he would disturb the sediments within the lake and potentially smother this rare mussel that had very recently been found in the Vernon area.
So we know that it's been in the Vernon area for a few years. How long do we know about it in Okanagan Lake?
I'd say it's sometime within the last decade that we've really come to know it's been in Okanagan Lake. Before that, there were records from the South Okanagan, from Penticton, towards the south. But I think it's only within about the last decade that people have realized that it's also within Okanagan Lake.
And what role does it play within the ecosystem?
Well, I think from our point of view, perhaps the main thing that freshwater mussels, including this one, do is they filter the water. They're filter feeders. They filter algae and bacteria out of the water, and so they can potentially clarify the water.
Do we have any idea as to how many mussels there might be in Okanagan Lake?
I don't think we really have the survey data to comment on that. And we really don't have much in the way of historical information either. So we don't really know how their abundance has been changing through time.
And can you tell us where it lives, where it would live in Okanagan Lake, and whether it lives any place else other than the Okanagan?
Well, within Okanagan Lake, it would live in the shallower areas around the shores of the lake, and I think this one is one that occurs more in kind of the muddy bottom areas around the margin of the lake. And as far as I know, it's pretty much confined to the Columbia River drainage, both in Canada and the United States. There was a historical record from Vancouver Island, but apparently some details on that are missing. I wonder whether it's not just a mislabeled specimen, not Vancouver Island record. No one's been able to find any occurrence of it there more recently.
And have you ever come across one in the lake?
Well, I haven't seen one myself. I'm very interested in seeing one.
And why has it been designated as endangered?
Well, I don't think it's particularly common anywhere. And this is the only part of Canada where you can find these. And we know very little about its biology. It's not a very common. It's a rare mussel. And so those seem to be qualities for designation as an endangered species.
Professor Walker, I'd like to ask you just to stay on the line. I'm going to bring Anna Warwick Sears into the conversation. She's the executive director of the Okanagan Basin Water Board. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
What prompted the Water Board to stop the milfoil control in the Summerland area? What was behind that?
We were asked by the staff of the province to avoid working in the Summerland area because that was the place where they were finding the most mussels.
And how would the milfoil control affect the mussels?
Well, the summer harvesting that we do doesn't really substantially affect the mussels, but we have a control method in the winter of rototilling in the shallow water areas to bring up the roots of the milfoil. And obviously when you're going in there with a rototiller, you're disturbing the sediments that the mussels are sitting on. And so it's likely that this will disturb the mussels.
So this halting pertains more to what happens in the winter than to what's going on in the summer.
That's correct.
And how have municipalities up and down the lake responded to this news?
Well, the thing is that we don't have a conclusive answer about which areas we'll be able to work in and which areas we won't. As Dr. Walker pointed out, there is not much known about where the mussel is occurring, and so we're working with the ministry staff to come up with a plan of how to move forward. So we haven't, you know, had full discussions with the municipalities about this because we're still working with the ministries to develop our work plan for the coming year. We'd know that there is are areas like Summerland that we won't be working next winter.
So then it comes down to, and I'd like to hear from both of you on this, it comes down to people really hate that milfoil in the lake on the one hand, and then we have an endangered species on the other. Where do you find the balance? Professor Walker?
Well, I guess with respect to milfoil, people refer to it as being an invasive species, but it's getting to be a very well-established invasive species now. And so I've been likening it to having dandelions in your lawn. We don't really like maybe having dandelions in our lawn, but it's really a cosmetic problem. It's not a serious environmental problem of any sort. It doesn't really cause any damage to our lawns. We just don't like looking at them. And milfoil is a bit that way from my perspective in Okanagan Lake. On the other hand, we have a rare mussel, very limited distribution. We don't know very much about its biology or anything. And how much room do we need as a species, and do we really need to be encroaching on the habitat of this rare mussel?
Anna Warwick-Sears?
Well, I think that there are some people who might disagree with Dr. Walker about the nuisance factor of milfoil. I think it certainly can reduce the pleasure that people enjoy on the public beaches and boating areas. We do confine our milfoil operations to the most high traffic swimming areas and boating areas. So we're doing just a small fraction of the lakeshore. And I think it's definitely a community value, a social value for how people use the lake. I think it's important. It's important to consider when these decisions are made. So I think, you know, there's likely to be a difference of opinion. The species at risk legislation is very powerful and overrides any regulations having to do with invasive species control. But I think that there is likely to be some room to work in here, and we will. I don't think that we'll be putting a halt to the milfoil program altogether. I think that it's probable that many of our work areas are fine, and we can go in and do our regular work. But I think there is a question of balance.
All right, and we are going to leave the last word with our listeners. My thanks to both of you for taking the time to speak to me this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.